David.
He only comes
down. Sorry for it's almost a chazaka. And I'd like to thank everybody. I know it's a long hard day, and it's not easy for anybody to come. And I appreciate it. It's very meaningful to us. And it's a very, very special chabur to be part of.
It's actually a perfect time because it's bath time now for the kids. Right on time.
See, lucky Rabbi Reingold's not saying to him because he would talk about going to helping the wives and kids and stuff like that. You know, he's. But you know what? Ellie gives the impression that he bathes himself. You know, he keeps. I haven't seen that. So I guess I'd like to speak a little bit about about Shavuos, and the truth is Shavuos, once you leave yeshiva, two or three points. First of all, you feel a bit out of it. It's kind of the idea of sitting all night long learning, the idea to have what to learn all night long. So you know we figure out things and we break up the evening somehow, but it's almost sort of very, very out of sync with what we are and what we're doing all the time. It's something that sort of weighs on us a bit. It also weighs in a sense of the years we spent in yeshiva. Was it good? Yes, everybody, definitely were good years, but I mean, it didn't materialize, I guess, as sort of yeshiva always has sort of a dream of being Shevet Levi, Maimon Har Sinai, and things of that nature. And it's, you know, it's sort of life moved on, and that was. So it's something that we sort of struggle mostly a bit with. It's a beautiful yontif, and everybody's pro Torah, at least certainly on the record. We certainly tell our kids about how wonderful learning. But at the end of the day, it's a hard time because in yeshiva, Shavuos is like a high point. You know, people learning like at Shavuos night is a big thing, and you have a sugya to learn and so on. And here, it doesn't seem like that. So I'd like a little bit to share some thought about it. So I want to be medayik first to Pasuk. Talk a little bit. Pasuk says in Devarim, in Vayeschanan, it says, "Rak yishama lecha ushmor nafshecha me'od, pen tishkach es hadvarim sho'einecha." You have to be very careful not to forget what you saw with your own eyes. "Upen yesur melevavcha kol yemei chayecha," or never let it leave your heart. "Vaydatam v'nechle v'necha," and we need to tell it to our children and children's children. Yoim Ashamarat of Neashem Alakecha Bechoriv, the day that you stood before Hashem Bechoriv, Be'emor Hashem Elai Hakli Asa'om, Vashmir Mestavari. Asha Yilmadul Yuro Sikol Ayom Hashem Chaim Ladom, Vesmanem Yilamid. So this pasuk is a chiyuv that a person needs to remember constantly. This is one of the schiris to remember Matan Torah, Maimon Har Sinai. I'd like to be medayek a few things. It says Yoyim Ashamadita. So Chazal say over here. It's Omer Reb Shimon Chalafta. Shimon Chalafta Imer Yoyim Echad Hayisrael Mushlamim Achkavos Atayrat Shechatu. Shenema Yoyim Ashamadita Mocheriv. So Shimon Chalafta learns that it's sort of a little bit cynical. It says, remember, you had only one day that you were true Takadosh Baruch Hu. So why would you stick in that in this pasuk? You know, remember that. You know, we have a great marriage. Remember the day we were happy. It doesn't. It's not very. I mean, it's business for Meir Zalman. He looks happy. He already looks very, very happy. Why would you stick in something like that in this pasuk? This is what the pasuk says. I have a second. The second hara. You have a similar pasuk by Yetzias Mitzrayim. "Vayoyim Moshe la'om zochas ayoyim hazeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim beis avodim ki uchozik al hoyis Hashem eschem mizeh v'lo yachol chametz." So Moshe told Klal Yisrael, remember this day, zochas ayoyim hazeh asher yitzasim Mitzrayim beis avodim. So the yitziah mi beis avodim, I understand. In other words, remember what it felt like when you went from being a slave to becoming a maimin ben chayrin. Okay, so we're focusing on what happened to you because what you're going to remember is your personal experience. Maimar Har Sinai, the way that Rabban is Ma'arich, a very famous Rabban, he speaks about Emuna. Rabban says that this is the pasuk that we should remember the truth of Maimar Har Sinai, teach it to our children and grandchildren, and because what a father teaches a child, the child accepts as pure emes, and so on and so forth. So it really is, it's not me doing or being anything. It really is, I was an observer, Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mofia in Har Sinai. I would say, Yoim Asher Hoifia Hashem Alekecha, Yored Hashem Alekecha, Bechoyrev, and so on. You should remember, don't forget the day when Kadosh Baruch Hu came and appeared, and you saw the sight and the sound, and there was no, all of it. It's not, in Mitzrayim, what's important to remember is my personal sense of going from Avdus to Cheiros. Here, I'm an observer. There was nothing that seemed to have transpired in me, it's just that I was witness to a Gilish Shechina to the altar. That's the second order that I have here that I'd like to consider. So I would want to think about it in the following way. The Ramban says that the Mishkan was really a slice of Maimon Har Sinai that stayed with Klal Yisrael forever. How so? Because the heart of the Mishkan is the other Luchas. So, and then he brings a lot of parallels, but the point is, the Mishkan is, the Beis HaMikdash eventually, is a place, a location, that's a miniature Har Sinai that we take with us. So we always have, Klal Yisrael always stands around a sort of Har Sinai. I'd like to understand it in a bit of a different way in terms of a person internally. Just like a country, a flat surface, consists of a point and circles around it, concentric circles around it. That's how I can look at every area. A person, his experiences and his memories and everything about it are layers in an neshama. That's how we develop. So each event, experience, etc., becomes a layer. A person can reject previous layers. If a person had, again, one of the tools of psychology is a person feels that this was an unhealthy, unwarranted trauma of sorts, and I will therefore try to erase it from me. But it succeeds, does succeed, but that a person can do. A person as a child, a person is very, very childish, and a person is a teenager. And as a teenager, we have all sorts of shtusim and avolim. We get older, we reject it as childish, and that was, and I had a fantasy of doing X, Y, Z, and acts, childish shtusim and so on. That's a way we usually deal with it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we were different people by Maimon Har Sinai. It wasn't, Maimon Har Sinai is not, we are, so to speak, neutral observers to a phenomenon of Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yoyima Shamadita Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, we were different people. We were standing before God. And as the Pasuk is extremely meduyik, I mean, if the pasuk is just observation, Yom Asher Ra'isa Hashem Alekecha, Yom Asher Shamata Hashem Alekecha, B'chor, Yom Asher Marta Hashem Alekecha, it says in the Sfarim on Medayik that it says Malachim are called Oimdim, because they're not going anywhere, they don't grow, and they don't have any opportunity to grow anywhere, and so on. The moment that when you had that moment of Gilui, you also froze in your tracks. There was no Bechira really in those moments. There was a part of the Shmosan. There was no place to go. We were in presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We felt that way. So our sense of that presence is Maimon Har Sinai. It's not the proof. I like to learn it a little bit different than Rabbi. It's not the proof that we can say, oh, because the proof can dissipate in time, and they have to believe eight. But we're talking about you yourself was somebody else when you were there. And that's why the Yom HaShavakecha is parallel, similar to Yom HaShavakecha's Mitzrayim. I think when Rav Shimon Tahalafta says there was Yom Echad, there was good, they weren't, it's not telling us, it's not knocking us, telling us, listen, you only were good one day. It's the other way around. It's telling us there was one day when it was, when you had that experience of being Oymel Fe Hashem, even if it got messed up afterwards, you have what to build on. It's like any time, you when you try to build something, you look for a root that's healthy, you look for something that's this that you can build on. Even in relationship with people, you look at some strong points and then see if you can build off that. So the Yom is telling you there was a complete day when you were Oymel Fe Hashem Alekecha. And that's what you're going to build with. I want to understand that in terms of the same way we spoke about the Mishkan. A person has in himself a layers of neshama and experiences. Some of them, you know, we were childish. I remember listening once to a tape at a Belzerev. He's a very interesting speaker. He's very practical. He was speaking to Bachram in Yeshiva, and he spoke very practical. I understand that's why he normally talks, kind of very down to earth. And he said a Bachram came to him and said that he has this tremendous shaila if he should become like the Chazanish or Rabbi Labelza. Rabbi Labelza was a Kaddish Vitar, and in Yonah Kedusha he was a Muflug, and the Rav said, you know, Bachram have the silliest of ideas in their heads. And you must anhalt nicht zu ablachen. I had to hold myself in not to laugh at him. So a person can look at that and say, yeah, I was foolish, I was childish, and that was that. No. There is a yom ashamat afnei Hashem Elokecha that is in every person has his Maimon Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael had it as a klal. And every person has a tkufa when there was this. The clarity and the involvement in Torah was as good as it can get, and even if it's a yom, it's still something that you can build on. That's what it's telling. Klal Yisrael had one good day, but there was a complete day. There was a day when a person felt it. You know, every person is yeshiva years, no matter you know. Some people had much longer better tkufis and shorter difficult tkufis. Some people still the other way around. But people had days and times that were good, that they felt completely ruchni. To understand where we went from there, we didn't reject it, we didn't lose it. But what I do with it is that becomes the core of me. Rav Olbe writes in his Akdamot Al Yeshur, and I quote it many times because it's just so powerfully moving. Rav Olbe was a friar German Bacher. He flew into the Mir by coincidence, basically, with the story of how he got there and became Frum. He became Frum before, but he landed in the Mir like out of no place, and he learned by Rabbi. He was swept off his feet by Rabbi Yochum. He was a very educated person, a very intelligent person. You can see that from the Sfarim and so on. He was swept off his feet, and he said, and he writes in Akdama, a few short years I was zeicha to learn by the Rebbe, and then he was gone. And he was nifta. The Rebbe Yochum was nifta, I think 35, if I'm not mistaken. And he said, from that day till today, I still haven't stopped trying to recapture those years. And my sefer is a result of that feeble attempt to recapture. That's the way he writes it. You don't have to recapture it, but you don't have to. What you need to do is understand that this is a very core part of a person. And Shavuos night is a time, it's not what are you playing a game for. It's not a game. This is me. This is my pneumius is this. And yes, Akash Baruch Hu has been geyser on the world to work Bezea Sapecha. It's been geyser today to have 80-hour work weeks. But at the very core is this. I read 2 or 3 years ago, there was a person who was born in Hungary, went through the war, learned at some star yeshivas in America, brilliant, off the charts brilliant, and ended up in JTS. Some of you may know, some may not know who the person was, and he became a famous professor. Ushitas and Deyas are sort of up in the air. He retired and lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he moved into a quasi-Chassidish community where he's sort of part of it. He went back to Hungarian roots, and they interviewed him, and they asked him, someone asked him, like, I just decided to live here. And he said, you know, I struggled between the people that I can study with and the people I can daven with. And at the end, my neshama is with the people that I can daven with. I was very taken by that. I mean, he spent, I don't know, 50, 60 years in the world, very, very different than that. But he said his heart neshama is there. And that's who he is, that's what he is. It's a very important statement. It's not fooling anyone. It's revitalizing a certain core in a person's nefesh. I would suggest, just as a way of... So yes, by being a yeshiva bacha again for a day, this year with 3 days, you make a statement to yourself who you are and so on. I would suggest, and again, I know everyone has their own schedule and so on, it's something that you know, you have to adapt and see if it'll work for you. To try to get to learn through an inyan, take an inyan that's big enough. You can ask Rabbi Rangel for suggestions. I volunteer him. I'll give him 301-996-5910. He does texting also. You know, to pick an inyan that has enough material that you can that you feel some satisfaction, and that you can in 3 days. Two things. You can encompass something where you feel, I know something, I know a simen, I know a point. And I would also suggest chazing over a few times so that you know it. I think the biggest motivator is when you feel you get something out of learning. If you learn because a Kadosh Baruch Hu said so, and you have to learn a little bit, it's hard to push motivation. But when a person feels whatever time you put in, He has something else under his belt. I think it's very, very helpful. And learning through an inyan rather than just being passive. And again, everyone's different. I'm not going nachas to every single person's own mitzvahs. But I'm talking in klolius, being able to learn actively an inyan, and there are inyanim that are doable. And we know something. You have another slice of shoharach of you know. Again, I mean, learning the Gemara session after it, with the halacha, the Rishavur, and then being able to sum it up in a way that you know it and go move a bunch of times. I think it'll give you a feeling again that that's your sheirish, and it's hashpah on everything is dramatic. If you want to ask yourself, what is, if you walk into, let's say, a company that face they do X, Y, or Z. They have guards on the front door. They have people manning phones. There are people sweeping and cleaning. There are 101 things happening. But if you want to ask yourself what the company does, you ask yourself, well, what's the center of the kudah? Where does everything else fit around? The Beis HaMikdash did that spatially. For Klal Yisrael, there was, this is the midpoint. Everything, all the other activities are humming around this. Somebody said once, I think it might have been Rabbi Chaim Zonnefeld, but they were very against making political parties, and they said that the only organizations that ever existed in Klal Yisrael, there was Chevre Kadishas, and there was Chevre Shas. There are no other political parties, no parties. So he said that he thinks, again, it's a derech tzachos, but Remeir Shapiro made it daf hayomi, he wanted Aguda to become a Chevre Shas. Chevre Shas can also have a picnic. Chevre Shas can have a chesed committee. But the Chevre is a Chevre Shas. The Chevre is something, this is what I am, and everything else. When you locate your center point to other things, when you want to ask yourself, is this appropriate? Should I spend time on this? Should I go here? Should I not go here? Should I do this or that? You need to have a point of reference that you refer to. And Shavuos is a time when we reawaken ourselves that sense. We reawaken and affirm it. And understand that the fact that you didn't continue more, longer, whatever it is does not in any way reflect on the centrality of it. And the chiyuv is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in Har Sinai. The remembrance is that you stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. It's true, everybody, you know, be very honest, when in our position, we also spend a lot of time doing things and so on, and it takes a lot, you know, there's a lot of things to do. Being able to, Mizman Lezman, Rosh Hashanah is that Nekuda. It's 3 days with very little other asokim. There's no hotels. Ignore the hotels. I'm sorry. That you could do that. But if you go into a hotel for Yontif, please see Rabbi Merkin on your way there. He would like to have a word. But if you know, there's no other mitzvah sayim. And to think in advance to take an inyan that's reasonable to tu aduch and to do it well, it fits your abilities to come to something and to chazor is that at the end of 3 days, you say to yourself, you know, this is another piece I added. I think it'd be very, very. It would be very inspiring to each one his own. And we should be zeicher bez Hashem that the Yom Hashem Hazeh Hashem El Kecha, the collective conscience of Kol Yisrael, standing before Hashem, the personal times, our best moments in yeshivas when we had that sense, and this was the mitzvah Hashem to reawaken again that nekuda of Yom Hashem Hazeh Hashem El Kecha b'chayrev. And we should—that should become a center point for everything else we do all year round, Hashem.